You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Spring training is finally here, at least for pitchers and catchers who are reporting this week all throughout baseball. I am Allison Ferrer from MLB.com, and the Nationals are just about to get started up, which means Bill Latson is on his way to Vieira, Florida, to cover the Nationals. And Bill, I guess the last kind of order of business we want to talk about, just a position battle. And it appears that starting shortstop is the biggest thing that's up in the air that Dusty Baker is going to have to figure out.
That is correct. Right now it's between Espinosa, Stephen Drew, and Trey Turner. And, you know, according to my sources, you know, right now, you know, Espinosa has the edge. But you know what? He has to show more consistency at the plate. There's no question Espinosa is a great defender. But he strikes out too much. You can say the same thing for Stephen Drew. And I don't know. It's going to be a tough decision for Dusty Baker. I mean, I've heard people say Trey Turner should start the year in the minor leagues. But I think Trey Turner will do well, and we'll see what happens.
So you think that, you say Espinosa is kind of the favorite if he improves at the plate, but I guess spring performances, I mean, it's so hard to gauge by spring performances, but that really could just make them decide who they actually break camp with as a starting shortstop. It's not going to be really so much, their mindset going in as much as it is just how they things shake out during the game as they're watching them play.
Yes, there's no question. I mean, Espinosa and Drew especially, they're going to have to show that they can be consistent. They lost Ian Desmond, and they have to be better than Ian Desmond. Now, Ian Desmond had a bad year last year, but I think these guys have to at least drive in some runs and show that they can be consistent, especially with the bat. I think defensively there's nothing to worry about. I just think it's more of the bat more than anything else.
Okay, so you think defensively they're all about the same? There's not anybody that kind of stands out more than the other when it comes to defense?
Well, I think Espinosa is far better. I mean, he's an excellent defender no matter where you put him. He played a lot of positions last year. But, if you've seen Espinosa at the plate, there's some times when he's just not there. You could see a lot of strikeouts with Espinosa, and even with Stephen Drew, too. So hopefully with the new surroundings, with Drew knowing Mike Rizzo over the years, maybe he can, have a new thing going on there. So you just don't know.
So the other kind of area of the team that people will keep their eye on, and we've talked about this a little bit in the past, but you said many times the bullpen must improve. Also feel like they, at least on paper, obviously, what they've compiled, that they look like they may have improved. Clearly, there was a lot of turmoil in the bullpen last year. So
yes.
It wouldn't be a stretch to say that it'll just be a little bit of a more harmonious operation, presumably. But you feel pretty good about just the way that it's been shaped and then kind of the performances are to be determined, I guess.
Yes, no question, because I don't know if Sean Kelly's going to have a good year. I don't know if Trevor Gott can repeat what he did with the Angels. And another thing you have to realize, too, Papelbon is 35 years old. Does he still have a lot left in the tank? So I'm not worried about Papelbon in terms of will he get along with Bryce Harper or will he get along with the fans. To me, it's about he's getting up there in age. Can he be consistent? I mean, he's not the Papelbon that we saw with the Boston Red Sox. So, again, I will always say this to you, Allison, it's a wait and see.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool. I mean, Dusty Baker coming on as manager, I don't know that we really, paid a lot of attention to this aspect of it. But him coming in, I mean, does he run a looser camp? I don't know what Matt Williams was like as far as just like running spring training. Of course, his bench coach has a lot to do with that. Was it really regimented, and will it be different at Dusty?
Well, No. It wasn't regimented. I mean, Matt Williams was not a bad guy. Everyone was loose in that clubhouse until the last 2 months of the season. I mean, when you lose, that's when things started to really, go downhill with the Nationals last year. In terms of Dusty Baker, Dusty Baker's the type of guy, maybe more than any other manager I covered, he's a guy who puts his arm around you, says you're the best, And, you know, he learned that from, you know, coaches like Jim Gilliam. He learned a lot from Hank Aaron. So I think that's the reason he's going to be more easy to get along with, and they have nothing to worry about there.
Okay, so we want to talk a little bit about, like, a reporter's experience with spring training. So when it comes time, when spring training gets close, do you kind of get a little, like, are you looking forward to it? Do you have to regiment yourself? Do you have to stay, like, on a schedule when you get down there? Because, of course, they're very long days. Like, what's spring training like, just covering it from your standpoint?
Allison, you know, believe it or not, I consider it home away from home. You know, I live in New York.
That's nice.
Yeah, I live in New York during the off season, and then when I go to, Vieira in this case, I'm pretty happy. I say to myself, I'm going home. So, and I look forward to going to Walmart, you know, get some food and stuff like that. So, I enjoy going to Vieira, although it could be the last year there.
Yeah, well, no, you guys are going somewhere a little bit better, though, so I think you're going to enjoy the upgrade, but. But it's nice, and I've heard from a lot of reporters, they say, like, this is just such a good time to really get to know the players. The access is so much better than it is even during the regular season. Everyone's kind of fresh and happy to be there, and there's a lot of good storylines. So I guess this is really where you sort of dig in and get your, like, relationships established and really get things rolling.
Oh, no question. There's no question about it. Especially the new guys coming in. I mean, like the Ryan Zimmermans, Jason Wirth. You know, they know me by now, but, to get to know the Daniel Murphys, the Ben Reveres of the world, the Sean Kellys, you know, those guys, you have to get to know, and you look to do a story almost right away about them. And there's a lot of storylines with this team, so especially what happened last year. So there's definitely a lot of storylines.
Yeah. It'll be good times. I think it's going to be an enjoyable season for this National. So, Bill, thanks very much. Hope to catch up with you down in Florida, but we'll see you soon.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.